Thank you very much. So as we go through our speakers today, I think it makes the most sense for people to be able to ask questions as it comes up. This horseshoe feels more like a line than a horseshoe. So feel free to just say something or wave your hand at me. Don't be shy, okay? And as you know, as it's orientation, I just want to remind everybody we're mostly getting the general information, the lay of the land, and to put some names and faces together, as well as know who we can go to when we need more input or have questions. Okay. So with that, let's get started. Marianne LaCroix.
So thank you for having me here today. I'm Marianne LaCroix. I'm the executive director of the Maine Lobster Marketing Collaborative. And with me today is Kara Morrison, our marketing manager. And we're a two-person organization. So this is it that's here today. So as I noticed, it's a lot of new members on the committee. So I just wanted to give some general background, as you said, about our organization. So the collaborative was founded in 2013. It replaced the Maine Lobster Promotion Council, which was started in 1991. So there has been a marketing organization for the lobster industry in Maine since 1991. With the Promotion Council, it didn't really grow as the industry was growing. So by 2013, it was, you know, people were looking at it and saying, this industry has gotten very big. You know, the promotion councils the funding hasn't really kept up. So the decision was made at that time to restructure the organization and refund the organization. So that was all done. We're governed by a board of directors that is made up of fishermen, dealers, processors, two public members, and two commissioners from Marine Resources and DECD. And we are fully funded by the industry. So every year when a fisherman, dealer, or processor pulls their license, there's a marketing fee on that license. And that comes to us to administer as a generic marketing program for the industry. Our funding has been about $1.9 million per year. That was changed last year when it was decided that 20% of our funds were going to be diverted to the Lobster Legal Defense Fund. So this year, we'll be looking at about $1.5 million. And again, it varies a little year to year based on, you know, what types of licenses people get. But we are currently authorized through 2026. There is a sunset clause on the organization that has varied from 2 years to 5 or 6 years. And so it was reauthorized in 2021 through 2026. So our mandate is to market and promote Maine lobster in local and national, international markets. Because we do have a limited budget, we made the strategic decision to focus on the U.S. market. And this is because there's a lot of opportunity here. There's a lot of opportunity to grow demand. And also because we're not subject to threats that that we face in international markets, such as even, you know, we could put a lot of effort into an international market. There can be a tariff or a currency exchange, you know, that is less favorable, and then that market becomes, you know, less of a good option for us. So we have been focusing on the U.S. And we target the full supply chain. We have programs for consumers. We target wholesale customers, chefs, distributors, you know, really, really that whole supply chain. We work, as I said, we're a two-person organization. We work with a marketing firm with our team based in Boston to run the marketing program, which, you know, varies year to year based on what's happening with market conditions. So the consumer program, we always have a public relations program. We want to make sure that Maine lobster is out there in the headlines with positive stories. We want people to be thinking about new ways to use lobster. We have developed all sorts of recipes, photos, videos, how-to. Our website is a great source of information for if you need to, you know, recipe ideas, how to cook lobster, where to buy lobster. We send people to directories that we have on our website that include, you know, direct to consumer sites as well as sites for wholesale customers. And in the past few years, something that's become more important or sort of higher profile for us is protecting the brand reputation of Maine Lobster. And that is primarily because of the regulations around North Atlantic right whales. There's been a lot more media scrutiny on the industry, a lot of media coverage about it. And we just want to make sure that the fisheries perspective is being shared as that coverage goes out. So we've been focusing a lot of attention on everything that the fishery's done for the past 20 years to protect right whales. We have a website dedicated to information about that, where we have fact sheets, videos, timelines, you know, it's just sort of all sorts of information. And it was especially, you probably read about it in the fall when two different organizations that provides sustainability certifications decided that the Maine lobster fishery did not meet their criteria as a sustainable fishery. And because buyers use those certifications to determine which products they should have on their shelves, that was very, very concerning to us. We knew it was happening, and we were able to get out in front of those decertifications, so that we had, for example, the Marine Stewardship Council, when that was announced in November, we had a webinar lined up that we had invited customers to so they could come to that and learn about what was going on, what the fishery had done, and all the steps we'd taken to protect right whales. And we're told from the dealers that this information was really helpful to them. A lot of customers that we had expected to drop Maine lobster have continued to carry it, which is great. It's so important to the industry that, you know, we keep as many customers as possible. So that's something that, again, that we've been working on, because right before Christmas, there was a 6-year pause on any new regulations. We figured there's not going to be quite as much attention on it moving forward as there was this past fall, but it will continue to be an issue that we handle from a marketing standpoint moving forward. We also always look for ways to stretch our budget. And one of the ways that we do that is with partnerships. So we work with different organizations that can help extend our budget. Two of those are Food Export and the Maine International Trade Center. They both do marketing of Maine lobster for international buyers, which is great since we're focusing on the U.S. And they're focusing on international buyers. That works out really well. We make sure they have all our content, all our materials. They're able to translate them into other languages, use them in different markets. We help them set up spokespeople. We've had fishermen travel, you know, all over the world as spokespeople to talk about the industry. And we do partnerships like that, that really helps make sure that Maine lobster is being promoted worldwide. We also work with local tourism associations, regional tourism associations, and of course, always very closely with the dealers, processors and lobstermen in the state to make sure that our program is meeting their needs and is aligned with what they're working on. From a measurement standpoint, we use general marketing metrics to evaluate how well the program's doing. And we're just actually finalizing our report for 2022, and I will share that with you through email as soon as it's available. I'm also going to email a copy of our plan. We had something ready to go, but then with the changes with the right whale regulations, we're reworking that. So we have a board meeting in a couple of weeks. So I'll share that information with you. We're also have an annual audit that we're required to share with you, and that's being done this week. So as soon as we get that audit report back, that's something else that will come to you. In addition to those specific things, I'll make sure that you're all on our list for marketing updates. So we send out information about monthly on what we're doing with the program, any results and that kind of thing. And then you've got a folder on your in front of you today that includes some information, just basically a summary of the organization. I know you're hearing from a lot of different groups today, so I just wanted to remind you who we are. There's a list of events that are coming up our fisheries events, different kinds of things that you might be interested in. There's a one-sheeter that just has a few brief highlights from our program last year, and one of our right whale fact sheets that has the website on it if you want any more information about that. And I'm happy to answer any questions you have about the organization.
Representative Dudera, do you mind introducing yourself real quick, and then we'll go to questions?
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Hi, everybody. Vicki Dudera. I represent I'm the state representative for House District 41, the towns of Camden and Rockport, and I apologize for my tardiness.
Representative Bucket Davis, did you have a question?
Thank you, Madam Chair. when you talk about marketing the Maine lobsters, is there any ID on those lobsters when they go out to the market, like on the bands? Does it say Maine? Because I've seen some in the past that said USA,
right.
But I've never seen one with a Maine band. I just wanted to know if there was a way that when these lobsters from Maine are sold, that they basically indicate that they are from Maine.
Yeah, it's a great question, one we've actually struggled with for years. And we did try doing the Maine identified bands a number of years ago. And logistically, it was a very difficult program to make happen, just because the logistics really didn't work for it. So what we tend to do is focus the majority of our promotions during the high season. So during the summer and fall, when we know the majority of lobster on the market will be Maine lobster, that's when we're doing our promotions. We do some stuff. The marketing that we do over the winter tends to focus more on a processed product, which would be identified in its, you know, if it's, you know, packaged tails or whatever, it would have that kind of Maine marking on it.
I'm surprised that at the restaurants, I mean, you can go in and get a boiled lobster or whatever, but I'll tell you something's real good. It's scrambled eggs with lobster meat. It's some great. Down from where I'm from, a lot of the old people, that's what they have for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll have to see if we have a recipe for that.
And it should be fresh eggs, too.
Okay. Thank Made you. Eggs.
Representative Thorne.
Thank you, Madam Chair. All of a sudden, I feel like a lobster omelet. And that was my question is along the same lines, but a little different. Is there anything that delineates or by definition what a Maine lobster is? In other words, is it where it's caught or who catches it?
Well, it's really both. So it's lobster caught by a Maine fisherman, and the Maine fishermen have to land their lobsters in Maine. So it's, you know.
Right.
It could, if it goes to Canada and is processed, it comes back as product of Canada, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But that's a federal.
And a follow up for me. When I was a young airman up in Alaska, a restaurant featured on their sign Maine lobster, and it was obviously rock lobster, It had no claws. So I'm just curious if there is any prosecutorial process where you can defamation of good lobster.
trademark.
Well, the FDA has regulations on what can be called lobster without something else in front of it, and it's pretty specific. So when we found we have had issues with that in the past, like a chain restaurant might be serving a dish with lobster in it, and it turns out it's langostino or something like that. And what we've done is contact the organization, point out the FDA regulations, and that's generally solved the problem without going to legal recourse.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Representative Landry.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for your presentation. Is any of your budget targeted towards the battle between the whales and the gear? Are you getting into that side of it, or are you just promoting lobster, period?
We're promoting lobster. We're working on the reputational side of it. The legal side is being handled by the Department of Marine Resources and the Maine Lobstermen's Association, primarily.
Okay, good.
Thank you. As I said, the 20% of the marketing funds have been diverted to that legal defense fund, but our organization isn't. That's going out to the union and the MLA, not to, we're not administering those funds from our organization.
Good. Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you very much, Marianne.
And I'll bring lobster rolls next time. Clearly, there's an appetite.
Careful what you promise. Let's see. So next up, Virginia Olson from the Maine Lobstering Union.